Joe, how different was this Cowboys offense compared to the others you faced?
Oh, you know, they're similar. I just feel like, you know, they run the ball a lot better. I think their scheme is a lot better. They're finding their matchups and they're attacking it. And, you know, Tony Romo just buying time and making plays. You know, it's something that we all know that what he does. You know, and, you know, he did a pretty good job of doing that today.
You guys had Des Bryant kind of locked up in the first half, broke out in the second half. What did anything change there? What was the difference?
Nothing changed. I just felt like he got targeted a lot more. You know, it's kind of difficult to cover a guy of that caliber. You know, single-handedly. You know, just man-to-man coverage, and you know they have a lot of different throws. They have the back shoulder fade. They have the fade. They have the slant. So you know you got to cover all routes. And you know, Prince did a great job. He was right there all the time. Well, you know, Dez is Dez. You know, he's a phenomenal athlete. He's a great player, and you know, he made the plays.
You guys, a year ago, were in a much worse situation and came out fighting and fought all the way to the end of the season. Is that kind of a lesson going forward now that you're in a big hole in the second half?
I mean, we don't worry about, you know, what situations we've been in before. You know, we need to come out here and try to get a win at all costs, and we tried today. I felt like we came out and we played hard. I felt like we played, you know, with a lot of passion, but, you know, unfortunately, we just got the short end of the stick. And, you know, no rhyme reason for it. You know, we don't make excuses. We need to get better as a team, and that's it.
Are you worried at all? I mean, this team has two bad losses in the division. You lose Victor Cruz, and now you have 2 weeks to sort of sit on that. Are you worried at all about the mental state?
No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. Obviously, you know, we need to find out what's going on and where we need to pick up the pieces and get back to winning. But as far as being worried, I'm not worried at all. Busted coverage. You know, there was a guy left wide open in the middle of the field, and you know, that shouldn't be. You know, it shouldn't be, and you know, we got to get back and fix that, and you know, critique the guys and coach them up.
You tweeted this morning about Victor Cruz's message. I know it didn't result in a win for you, but was that pretty meaningful to see his video last night?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it meant a lot. It meant more than words can describe. You know, Victor Cruz is a phenomenal person on and off the field. You know, like a little brother to me. You know, he's someone that I look to and I look up to also, and I hold very high standards for. And, you know, his message was very powerful. You know, I'm sorry, you know, we couldn't go out there and get a win for him today. So we'll keep fighting, though. This team will keep fighting. You know, we have a lot of fighters on this team. We have a lot of believers. And, you know, we'll get together with the coaches and, you know, figure out what's going on and where we can fix things and get back to playing ball.
Your tweet was be your brother's keeper, basically message to you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, just go out there and play as one. You know, protect your brother, be your brother's keeper. And I think we tried to go out there and do a good job of that today. I think, you know, we just fell short. They made more plays than we did, and that determined the outcome of the game.
How did you feel you guys did against DeMarco Murray?
He got over 100 yards, so obviously we didn't do too good. I think we bottled him up, and then, you know, he had about five or six, you know, just breakout runs and, you know, getting on our edge a whole lot. You know, we need to figure that out on film and obviously fix that, you know, because that's 2 weeks in a row, so something needs to get done.
Is that demoralizing to bottom him up so hard and then he breaks out?
I mean, we understand what kind of runner we deal with. You know, he's a hard runner. He's a patient runner. And, you know, that's how he's been getting his yards so far. You know, he's a great talent, but, you know, we need to do a better job of containing our edge, you know, everyone staring their gaps and making the plays when opportunity presents itself. So.